Protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with Surah to Ibrahim, chapter number 14 and verses 18 to 21 are the verses we will focus on. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us regarding the non-Muslims and their interaction with the prophets and messengers. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْرُسُولِهِمْ They told the Rusul, Rusul, the plural of Rasul, that you, if you're not going to stop from this propagating of yours and this message, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا We will expel you from this land of ours, this country and place of ours. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا Or you come back to our religion. Meaning come back to kufr and shirk. Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, Allah forbid. That is that they must stop propagating. And today you see the same thing. People who speak the truth, how they intimidated, how many of them are languishing in jails and prison in the Arab countries, Muslim countries. So remember that there will always be impediments. Almighty Allah send wahi revelation to the prophets and messengers. لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ We will definitely destroy these zalims. They will have muhla, they will have respite for a little while, and thereafter Almighty Allah will decimate and annihilate them. You see how many of them in the past, whether it was the Pharaoh, whether it was Namrud, whether it is, you must remember nowadays, all these people who drawing cartoons, Allah forbid, against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what's happening to them? Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Verily, the one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, huwal abtar, he will be crushed, he will be decimated. So that is what will happen even nowadays. We see nowadays in front of us what is happening to these rulers and so forth, Ariel Sharon and others. So that is how Almighty Allah punishes them. Yea, in this world and in the year after, mu wara'ihi jahannam. Wara is one of those words that are min al-azdad. It means behind and it means in front. So beyond, in front of you, there is Jahannam. Wa yusqa min ma'in sadid. They will be given this water, filled with pus to drink. Yet a jarra'uhu. They will try and take it sip by sip. Wa la yakadu yusighuhu. But they will not be able to swallow it. And they'll start choking, Allah forbid. Wa ya'atihi al-mawtu min kulli makan. And it will be as though from all sides and corners they're going to die. And they will think it's the ending. But Allah will let the punishment continue eternally. Wa ma huwa bimayyit. There's no death for them. Every time they will think that they're going to die, Allah will give them extra punishment. It will continue. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمٍ أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا Every time they want to exit and escape from Jahannam, Quran says, they'll be flung and thrown back into that Jahannam. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ And it is told to them, go and taste, remember that burning punishment, the punishment of the furnace, and that is the burning fire. اللهم احفظنا من الله جل وعلا Protect us all. Surah chapter 22, verse 22. So easy reference for us to remember as well. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيثٌ As well, I just told you now. And in front is worse punishment still to come. So it shows at a time of death, after death, so all the punishment will continue. Daily read, Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, save us from the punishment of the fire. Today's lesson with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, chapter 14, surah 14, verses 18 to 21. Now, so many non-Muslims, they do good deeds. They give out charity, they speak the truth, they have good character. So what happens to all their good deeds? Remember that they are rewarded, yea, in this world, and in the year after, there is nothing for them. And the Muslim is rewarded in this world and in the year after. And this is clearly enshrined, explicitly mentioned in the Noble Quran. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ For the Muslim, Almighty Allah will reward them in this worldly life. And the optimum, handsome, maximum reward in the year after. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Almighty Allah loves those who fulfill their duty with beauty, meaning that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will grant them Jannatul Firdaus, provided that they died with Iman and Islam. Surah chapter 3 and verse number 148. So today's lessons regarding the good actions of the non-Muslims in the year after. مثل الذين كفروا بربهم The parable, the example. Why does Almighty Allah give examples? Because these examples are for all times, all places. People must reflect, wonder, ponder over it. Chapter 59, verse 21. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ These examples we give for humanity and people, so that they wonder and ponder and reflect over it. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So see, Almighty Allah said, they must wonder and ponder over it. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ The parable example of those people who rejected their sustainer, nourisher, meaning they rejected the articles of faith. They said Allah, but they say Jesus is the Son of God, Allah forbid. They say this one and that one is associated to Allah, and they have demigods, semigods, and all those things there. Or they rejected Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or they rejected the Quran, the direct speech of Allah. So a'maluhum, so regarding their good deeds, karamad in ishtaddat bihirrih, karamad. Ramad means that it will be like ash. When there's ash, and then after the dal you have a noon, noon qutni. Then noon, that is a cotton. It joins the two words, how it joins the fabric and material. So in Arabic, noon qutni. Karamadin ishtaddat bihirri. Now there's ash lying around, and then the wind comes. And then it is increasing in speed, and it is like a gale force now, like a gale hurricane. So, karamadin ishtaddat bihirrihu fi yawmin asif, on a day when the wind is blowing violently, strongly, and remember it is going and crushing everything. So imagine if there's ash and the wind comes, the ash will now fly in all directions. So what will you get? La yaqdiruna mimma kasabu ala shay. Then those people, whatever they earn, they don't have the power to take anything with them, because everything is scattered now in different and very several directions. So similarly, these people, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ There will be no share for them in the year after. So that is, they will be the biggest losers. They might think they're the biggest winners now, but Quran Kareem states, خَسِرَتْ دُنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ They were the losers in this world and the year after. And the year after's loss is much, much greater. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ That is the maximum loss a person can have when he is being dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, and to dwell and stay there forever and ever eternally. Allah Jalla protect us. Allah has mentioned forever and ever in chapter 33, verses 64-65, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ Verily Allah has cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, and they die in that state and condition. any ism besides Islam they die on and they say insane and mature. So Allah curses them وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا and has prepared for them the blazing fire خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا they will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Eternally, لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا, no protector for them, no helper for them. ذلك والضلال البعيد, that is the worst form of people who are astray. They gone far away from the straight path. ألم ترى, O human being, do you not see? أن الله خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق. That how Almighty Allah created the heavens, the earth, truthfully. And remember, if the sun had to be 1 kilometer nearer, we should be roasted and toasted. So everything with perfection and everything works with harmony. Whether it is the sun, whether it is the moon, whether it is the Milky Way, whether it is the stars. Do you ever hear the sun and moon are crashing with one another? You hear of planes crashing, helicopters crashing, cars accidents, so many things happening. Man-made, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being has been created weak. So what we create, human being made up. And the Titanic, and they said the unsinkable. And then it sank. The rest is history, as they say. They made the rocket and they call it Challenger. And within few minutes it was blasted to smotherings. Who do you want to challenge, O human being? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the exclusive Khalik, the only creator. He is the only Malik, the only owner of the entire cosmos, universe and creation. None can challenge him. We are but ordinary mortals, human beings. We commit sin every day, but this human being, because of their rank, their position, their assets, their money, or knowledge, or what have you, they feel they can become tin-pot dictators, then Almighty Allah crushes them. Iyasha, if Allah decrees, yudhibkum, Allah will remove you. One earthquake, one flood, remember, one pandemic, not plandemic like nowadays. Iyasha, yudhibkum, He will remove you from the surface of this earth. وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ and He will bring a new creation. He has the power to do that. How many a time we hear there's an earth tremor, earthquake, million people wiped off, and then after 10, 20, 30 years, other people came, they're residing there, staying there. Then in the wars and so forth, how many people in Iraq murdered by the enemies? So, but people are staying there today, a new generation. So Almighty Allah is showing us His absolute power. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ And that is not difficult for Allah. Difficulty is for me and you. For Almighty Allah, everything is easy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Verily Almighty Allah has power over everything, everybody, everything. So Almighty Allah is what we say, Qadir Mutlaq. He has power over everything. There are no restrictions, conditions for Him, Almighty Allah. We have limitations, we have restrictions, because we are makhluk. Makhluk means we have a starting, we have an ending, we are born, we die. Allah Jalla Wala was, is, will always be, who al Hayyul Qayyum, is ever loving and self-subsisting. He does not need anybody, anywhere, any circumstances. Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, that He is totally independent, is one alone and unique. There's none in the entire universe and creation equal to Allah. No prophet, no messenger, none. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ Now it is the day of justice. Human beings' nature is such that when we are guilty, we don't want to admit our guilt. Then we want to play the blame game. So the leaders will blame the followers. The followers will blame the leaders. And because people today, masses are asses. So you must remember that people just follow like sheep. Who is there to go and analyze? Where is the dalil? Where is the evidence? Where is the proof? So people just follow. So remember. But now slowly everything is coming out. You see, the enemies also are accepting on BBC. You go to their podcasts and their documentaries. They will tell you the rise of the crescent, the rise of Islam, and the decline of the cross, the decline of Christianity. These are not people who God are sympathetic to Muslims or Muslims. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil-a'da'u. Virtue is that even your enemies, they accept it and so forth. So remember, the truth has to prevail. That's why Almighty Allah said, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil-huda. He, Almighty Allah said, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the true guidance, the nur, the radiance and effulgence, with deen al-haq, and the only true religion, and that is Islam. It gives us guidelines, directives, at all times, all places, all circumstances. Why? لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, so that you will prevail over every religion, every cult, and every faith. لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, even though the polytheists, they hate it and they detest it. So read chapter 61 and verses 8 and 9. So in today's world, what do we see? The enemies demonizing Islam with the mass media and the orators and politicians. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention and motive is to extinguish the radiance, effulgence of Allah, meaning Islam, with their mouths, media. And you see, they are evangelists and televangelists and all the shaitans put together. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِ. Allah inspires us. Allah will let His nur and Islam spread across the whole world. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and they detest it. So Allah said, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Chapter 61, verses 8 and 9. Therefore, me and you as Muslims, we must learn the Quranic du'as, chapter 66, verse number 8. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. O Allah, complete and perfect for us our nur, our radiance and effulgence. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and forgive us. We are human beings, Ya Allah. We have limitations, we have weaknesses. You know us better than we know ourselves. Out of your fadl, your grace, your mercy, and envelope us in your mercy. Make satari, cover and conceal our vices and sins fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the year after. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. You have power over everything, O Allah. So is day of qiyamah, day of justice, day of judgment. Wabarazu lillahi jami'a. Everybody will appear now. That in front of Almighty Allah for the court case. This is not Supreme Court. This is not High Court. This is not Constitutional Court. This is the Divine Court standing in front of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. The weak people will tell those who are the proud and arrogant. The followers will be addressing the leaders, because the leaders are the ones with pomp and glory, pride and arrogance. Inna kunna lakum taba'a. We were following you. So help us now. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ أَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. So is there any way that you can defer, protect, help us? مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ, from the punishment of Allah. مِنْ شَيْءٍ, even little but help us. So these are what the followers are pleading with their leaders. What will the leaders say? The blame game. قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. That if we were guided by Allah. See, now they blame Allah. If we were guided by Allah, trying to say it's not our fault. We were not guided by Allah. But they were the ones, when Allah guided them, they looked for loopholes. They wanted to practice on their worms, fancies and customs and traditions and fulfill their ego and so forth. Lo hadan Allah, if Allah guided us, lahadaynakum, then we will have guided you. But we ourselves are not guided, so therefore we must guide you. Look at the conversation between them. Various places in the Quran, I will just mention one. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us that what is going to happen with these people tomorrow on the day of justice, that we see that is the followers and their leaders and so forth. So Almighty Allah teaches us about them. It is the day of justice. يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ هُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ. Now their faces and all that will be spinning and turning around in Jahannam and the fire, meaning their bodies will be burning front, back, sides, flanks, all. So يَقُولُونَ, then these people in Jahannam will say, يَا لَيْتَنَا, how we wish and desire. أَطَعَنَ اللَّهَ وَأَطَعَنَ الرَّسُولَ, that we obeyed Almighty Allah. We obeyed Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالُوا, now the followers will speak. رَبَّنَا, it means يَا رَبَّنَا, oh our sustainer, nourisher, provider. إِنَّا أَطَعَنَا سَادَتَنَا, indeed we were obedient to our leader, سَادَتَنَا. وَكُبَرَاءَنَا, and our elders. Be watch out who you take as your leaders and elders. Don't be just blind and blind following and just like a sheep, herd mentality. فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ, they led us astray, Ya Allah. That are the followers saying. رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضُعِفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ, Ya Allah, you punish them double the amount. Why? Their crime is double. Dwallu wa adwallu. They were astray and they led others astray. Imagine these are what the followers are pleading, begging Allah. Punish them to ifain min al adab. Wala anuhum la'anan kabira. And curse them the greatest and biggest curses. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab. Ahzab, the coalition. You know, they say the coalition, the international coalition nowadays. So chapter 33 and verses 66, 67, 68, everything clearly, explicitly enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا, is irrespective for us, is equal for us, the leaders and the followers. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا, for us. أَجَزِئِنَا, that we shout and scream, we cry and sob. أَمْ صَبَرْنَا, or we exercise patience, perseverance. مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ, there is no escape for us. There is no refuge for us. Therefore, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe unanimously, when a person enters Jannah and Paradise, and don't ask Allah for Jannah only, ask Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, the highest, highest stages of Jannah. For our marhumin, our parents, our near and dear ones, for ourselves, our spouses, our children. And it is the fadl, the grace of Allah, the rahmah, mercy of Allah. Our actions are sabab zahiri, the superficial reason, but the main and real reason is the mercy and grace of Allah. When a person goes and dispatches to Jahannam and the hellfire, and because of kufr and shirk, blasphemy, and shirk, polytheism, nifaq, hypocrisy, only lip service on the tip of the tongue, nothing in the heart. So all three groups are mentioned in the noble Quran, everlasting doom and gloom. So remember that is adlam min Allah, that is the justice system of Almighty Allah. Therefore, daily beg Allah. Ask Allah minimum thrice a day for Jannat al-Firdaus. Ask Allah minimum three times a day for protection from Jahannam. And in Tirmidhi Sharif, the hadith is mentioned, Jannat will plead and beg and say, Ya Allah, grant him, this person, Jannat al-Firdaus, I also intercede for him. Jahannam and the hellfire will say, Ya Allah, I also don't want him. Take him away from here and don't allow him to come into Jahannam. That is the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. May Almighty Allah accept us and make our khatima on Iman and Islam and grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.